you fancy yourself as a bit of a Federer, a Williams or a Nadal? Even without reaching those heights of athleticism, tennis could be doing you more good than you think. That's assuming you play, of course. At the service line, here's the Health Report's producer, James Bullen.
I'm at the Marrickville Tennis Club, about 20 minutes drive from Sydney CBD, and I'm here looking for a fountain of youth, of sorts. A suburban tennis court might seem an unlikely sight for such a wonder, but new research looking at the effect of physical activity on how long we live has found tennis players live almost a decade more than inactive people. So, what do the players here think of that? Gordon Burns has been playing at the club for more than 70 years.
I'm 90. I turned 90 last April. I'm a life member here and foundation member, which at 63 years this October, the club's opened up. And I've played tennis here since I was 19, which makes 71 years. I've never stopped playing tennis and it's kept me fit. I just love the company. Like these beautiful ladies here, they're always going for me. They chase me all around the place, they do. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Gordon ought to be careful because his wife Mari is here too. She's 87 and plays a set every Wednesday. They were once a fierce doubles team and they credit their longevity to tennis.
Well, it has kept me alive. The main thing is I've never smoked. I just have a casual drink with dinner and that, things like that. And I've never been off these tennis courts in 70 years. And I think it's the best sport in the world. You exercise your left arm, your right arm, your legs. Your brain's thinking where he's going to hit the ball and everything. I reckon it's hard to beat, this game of tennis. And this is my life here. I've lived here all my life.
Most physical activity is beneficial. But according to this latest piece of research published in the Mayo Clinic Proceedings, not equally so, at least when it comes to increases in life expectancy. Researchers followed 9,000 people for up to 25 years, tracking what physical activity they did and when they died. They looked at activity like tennis, badminton, soccer, jogging, swimming, and going to the gym.
And then we saw how they die off, so to say. And somebody dies a little faster than other groups. And then we calculated, and then we found out that tennis players will live 10 years longer than the sedentary here.
Peter Schnorr is chief cardiologist of the Copenhagen City Heart Study, a long-running study into heart health, and the lead author of this paper about tennis. He says the association between tennis and a longer life persisted even after they controlled for things like income.
But we adjusted for, of course, age and sex, smoking, education, income, drinking habits and diabetes. All those are very important for all-cause mortality. And we adjusted for that, and still there was a difference.
So tennis was top of the list. People who played tennis lived, on average, about 9.7 years longer. Then, another racket sport, badminton, players lived about 6 years longer than sedentary people. Then soccer at 4.7 years. And what the researchers think all these sports have in common is that it takes two or more people to play them.
The tennis players, they maybe take a beer or something else to drink after the game, and they are two at least. So they live longer because of social differences. I go to a gym twice a week, and I don't talk to anybody. We are just ourselves. It's very lonely in Denmark. I don't know how it is in Australia, but it's very lonely. You don't talk. You just do this and then you go home. And then you don't get the social aspect. And we think the social aspect is very important.
That's something the tennis players back in Marrickville mentioned too.
I've been playing tennis since a young child of about 9 or 10, but with this group, 45 years. It's the companionship and the tennis. We have a lovely day. We play every Wednesday. There are three of us who are now in our 80s, two of us 87 and one 80. So we've been playing together all that time.
I believe it's vital for one's life, mentally, physically, because yes. It gets people out of home. And we discuss topics of the day, what's going on in the world and voice our different opinions without them hitting us or getting angry with us.
Any arguments or just
No, we don't. Way. Well, it depends. You have to be careful of a couple. Just kidding.
Going to the gym, to run on the treadmill, ride the stationary bike or lift weights, only added 1.5 extra years of life on average. But could there be something else about tennis players that makes them healthier? Professor Cathy Sherrington researches exercise and longevity at the University of Sydney.
I guess a little bit of caution because, I guess of the risk of confounding. So, you know, is it that the people that played tennis rather than other sports were different in some way? And I think the study would actually very carefully acknowledge that and very appropriately acknowledge that it really was observational. They have done a really good job in trying to adjust for, you know, any other factors. There did seem to be, I think, tennis players might have been a bit more educated as well, but then they did a separate analysis just in those people with university degrees and still seem to find the same thing about greater longevity amongst tennis players. So, yeah, it's very interesting.
Because it was an observational study, researchers can't definitively say that playing tennis will increase your longevity, just that there seems to be a link between the two. It makes sense, though. There's good evidence that people with strong social bonds live longer. And Professor Sherrington says team sports aren't the only physical activities that can be social.
The authors talked about the role of social aspects in that longevity as well, because it is the case that social connectedness has been associated with longer life. I wasn't quite sure about that because certainly in Australia, some of the other activities that were mentioned, you know, do actually have social components as well. I mean, I live near Centennial Park in Sydney, and myself, I'm part of a running group where we have, you know, quite large numbers of middle-aged but also younger and older people running together, and we do see very large groups of cyclists as well, you know, meeting and riding together and chatting. And so I think you can get social connectedness in different sports as well. It doesn't just need to be in, you know, racket sports.
Her take-home message is not to slow down unless you have to.
I think there is a little bit of a perception among some people that it's more appropriate to slow down, but really the evidence is that people should be doing exercise as intensive as they can manage. If people are already doing more vigorous activities, so such as tennis or running or high-intensity cycling, then assuming no health problems, then age itself is not a reason to stop being so active. And I think, you know, there's increasing awareness of that, and you do see increasingly, you know, older people who are remaining active and being vigorous.
Professor Cathy Sherrington ending that feature from James Bullen. I'm Norman Swan. This has been the Health Report, and I hope you can join me next week.